And I were to dig up the area, and I were to find, actually it's identified precisely on the map, and I were to find bones, and I were to find the remnants of something that had been hominoid, I have no illusions about what would happen. The police would move in. There would be homicide detectives. I would be under incredible pressure to turn over the information on the ID, which I can't do. I promised I wouldn't, and I won't. I can't really, without permission, turn it over to anybody else because Bugs entrusted me. I probably ought to burn the map, really, when you get right down to it. I mean, I'll talk to Robert about this in a moment, but I have no illusions about what would occur if I were to go down there. I'd find, assuming that I found bones or remnants of these creatures, the police would be there. The police would be there. I would be questioned, probably intensely by the police, and I'd probably get into a terrible row with them because they would be demanding the full information that I have. So on the one hand, maybe it ought to let me preface this by saying that I absolutely believe his story. Believe as you will, I believed it when I first heard it, and I believe it now. So I think it's true. I think the can of worms, along with whatever's down there, would be opened up big time if I were to go down there and dig up these bones, or whatever's left. Probably bones at this stage. Maybe skulls and teeth. Maybe enough. But it would look somewhat human, and then the rest would happen. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't think so. Robert W. Morgan, I want to talk a little bit about the nature of Bigfoot, and we began to do that before the top of the hour. But Robert, do you understand the dilemma here?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're between a rock and a hard space in one area. However, at the same time, I think that even if they would be turned out to be humanoid, under the circumstances that it happened, I doubt seriously because of the circumstances, and I doubt seriously if any prosecution would
Yeah,
take
I
place.
know,
It's
but
when someone goes out and literally hunts Bigfoot,
yeah.
and knowing what they know about the possibilities.
There'd be homicide police there. I guarantee it.
They probably would,
If we
but
brought up
seeing.
bones that were hominoid, there'd be homicide police there, and then there'd be all kinds of hell to pay that I'm not sure I can pay. In other words, I know who he is. I have made a promise, and so I'd go down there and I'd probably be slammed in jail or some damn thing if we got that far. If I dug up bones, the police would be there guaranteed. It'd have to be. There'd be an investigation, and the first question out of their mouths would be, who is he?
Oh, yes. Now, as a reporter and a member of the media, how far does it go that you can protect
I
yourself?
don't know. I'd have to ask a lawyer. I don't know if it includes that much protection for me or not. And I guess that'd be a pretty key question because if there wasn't, they've thrown an awful lot of reporters have been thrown in jail for contempt.
That's
That's
true.
what happens. Who is it? Well, I'm not answering. They put you in front of a judge. Well, okay, fine. Sit in jail until you decide to tell us. That's how it's done.
But even if I would appeal directly to Bugs to understand that if these are humanoid, that he would have to stand the charges. But the charges, as I say, I doubt seriously if anything would happen under the circumstances.
Well, I
After
understand.
all.
Yeah, but look at his thinking. He's 56 years old now. That's my age. A second degree, or even a manslaughter charge, which would be the easiest thing I could think of, manslaughter. That'd put you away for some years. Some years.
Again, you have to look at intent. There are hunting accidents all the time, and these things do happen. This man was a legitimate hunter. He made an accidental a difference differentiation. He made a bad judgment call, no question. However, he's coming forward and saying, look, in the interest of science, I could have just left it out there. I doubt that a grand jury would return anything.
You know, you're probably correct. You're probably correct, but it would be a long procedure. It would be something to endeavor to do, I'll tell you. And right now, if I could just hand the map to you, believe me, I would do that. Are you listening, Bugs? If I could give the map to you, Robert, then what would you do?
I would go down and verify that they exist, and I would get the proper scientists behind me to make sure that we have a cross index, that nobody jumps any guns, and we know exactly what the hell we're doing. And we'd make a verification as to whether they are humanoid. From that point, we would have to take it from there.
Right.
I just can't. It's going to be such a monumental
undertaking,
and it's a discovery for science worldwide. It's going to rewrite history books. Mm. And this man is making a valiant confession that I did something wrong. But let me see if I can, A, cleanse my conscience and do something. These people that are buried out there are dead for no reason at this point. Mm. But at least they would have died for a reason. And I think there's just, what we could do is take this to a judge in advance.
You know what he's going to say?
And ask for immunity.
I'll bet you, I bet we're not going to get it. In other words, the judge would say, look, what if this is just some... I'm putting myself in the judge's shoes, sure. All right? I'm not about to give immunity to somebody who may have killed two human beings and buried them and cooked up a story about Bigfoot to avoid a prosecution. I'm not going to give immunity based on that possibility. And how do you get around that one?
Well, if they turned out to be 6 foot tall human beings, hell, you'd be right. But what we're saying is, under the parameters, that they would be they would fit the description of Bigfoot, etc. If we actually drew the parameters, and the judge would say, "All right, now look, if they're found under these parameters, then there would be no prosecution." I don't know. On one hand, the guy can just keep his mouth shut and the hell with it, and nobody knows anything. He's offering. He has already done that, although he wants to wait until after he passes away. But he's a young man. You guys are chickens. You know, what are you guys talking about? Getting old, this nonsense.
One never knows. 40-year-olds drop dead all the time.
Oh, that's true.
Robert, not everybody is Robert W. Morgan. Some people realize mortality sooner than later, and it does happen. So, you know, day to day, we don't know. None of us know. All right, well, look. I know you would. and if I could let you, believe me, Robert, I would. We'll see what Bugs decides to do. If he wants you to have the information, then Bugs, let me know. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Let's leave it there for a second. A little more on Bigfoot. You said part of our, you know, a step in our evolution is what you believe.
Yes.
So then ultimately, how do you think a court would rule if we began to have all the solid evidence we need that there really are these creatures and that they're somewhere in between an ape and a man? Maybe not with the, you know, he used an interesting phrase, with apologies, retarded, he said.
Yeah.
So then, if these creatures are what you say they are, Robert, aren't they ultimately going to have the same civil rights and protections under the law? Hell, as rare as they are, probably more protections under the law.
Absolutely.
Than the rest of us.
You know, a retarded person can vote.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, we've seen that in previous elections.
No, but I'm talking about Bill of Rights,
yes.
The whole smear, yep. And probably added protections beyond that, because they're obviously fairly rare, right?
In comparison to the human being, yes, they're very, very rare. Absolutely. But, you know, all of our history books, all of our anthropology books, our psychology, everything is going to have to make a shift because so much is involved here. The mythology that we have built around ourselves, you know, that we're kings of the universe, you know, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. It's going to be a major earthquake, and there's going to be a lot of scrambling to explain. But these people, yes, under our Constitution, they have a helix. I think you and I have gone through this before, but for your new listeners, they have a helix, which is the big toe. This is only in humans. They have the buttocks that we sit on. That is not pongidae. That is not apes. That's human. They have an articulated speech that you and I have heard the recordings come back, in which they actually repeat English words.
Even
though they have their own language, they come back using English words in a proper way.
That's right.
When they responded, "You're not welcome," in that particular phrase, they were imitating what other people had said to them. That was cognitive. So here we have cognitive thought. We have the opposing thumb. Now we have the hyoid bone. They habitually walk erect. I mean, what the hell more do you have to have? Of course, humans have an interesting thing. Every time an ape or something gets close to them, they come up with but we do this, you know. The gorillas are not worth a damn. They don't have cognitive thought. I think that's nonsense. Coco has proven this many times over. So we're in a bit of a dilemma here, and I think of all things, and I have to agree with him, and I know you don't like to have your popo padded, but the fact is I think he gave this information to the right man.
Well, thanks.
Now it's your problem.
See yeah, ya. Now it's my problem. As I said a little bit earlier, to me, this is a terrible problem. I might end up burning that map. I might end up burning it.
I hope not. I hope not. But at the same time, I think it would be well understood if you had. I'm going to make sure that I send to you, if you'll forward it to Bug, a copy of that cassette of mine, because I want him to listen to it and follow the directions so that perhaps, Bugs, and I know you're listening, I can teach you a way of going out and communicating with these people passively. And something might happen for you, not to you, for you. And that's what that tape was created for. So I'll send it down to Art, and I'm sure he'll send it on to you.
Even in view of what Bugs did, you think forgiveness would be in their repertoire? That if you were to get out and near one of these creatures, as I know you have done, and you know how to do, that he'd come out of it alive?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
With a new friend.
If they wanted him, they would have walked over at night and come through the house and gotten him. If he's that close to the river, and if he sounds like he's on a farm.
Have you ever seen them exhibit that kind of behavior?
You mean forgiving?
Well, that's a good place to go. Forgiving would be good. But more to the point, you said that if they wanted him, they would have gone to his house and they'd have had him a long time ago, right?
Yes, I think that they have a long memory. I think that, I'll give you an example. In Skamania County, Washington, there was a fellow by the name of Sheriff Bill Clausen. And I got to know Bill a little bit. And there had been an elk hunter killed in Skamania County, not too far from a town called Cougar. And the fellow had killed an elk and gone over and fired three more shells that were not in that elk. And he was killed. He was dead. And that gun had been wrapped around a tree, had been bashed terribly. Huh. And a Marine happened to be in that area, of all things, a Marine. And he had seen something go through the woods. And it turned out that the likely scenario was that this fellow had shot the elk. He had tracked the elk for about 2 miles. He came up on it, and apparently a Bigfoot was there. He opened fire on the Bigfoot. The Bigfoot took the gun and wrapped it around the dang tree, or Bennett. Well, Clausen was caught. I believe Bill passed away now, so it's okay to talk about it. But Clausen, apparently, his organization was caught in a dilemma. Well, what are they going to say? He was killed by a Bigfoot? No, they said that he had fired his gun and that the elk had killed him. And so what did they do? Another instance, not too far from there, there was a logger that had been chased, and after he had fired on a Bigfoot, and he had chased, and they hit him with a rock. It killed him after he had fired on a Bigfoot. And yet the other people went into that area, and they had zero problems.
Okay, so you have seen or know of behavior like that.
Oh, yes. And at the same time, I went into those identical areas with the same Bigfoot families.
Yes.
And they left me gifts. So what does it tell you? They did. They realized,
well,
I'm different. I'm not.
I'm not sure what it tells me. It might tell me a lot of things. It might tell me they're telepathic. It might suggest to me they're telepathic.
It very easily could be.
Or just empathic. In other words, they understand the intentions as a creature does intuitively. They understand your intentions. You know, I can, believe me, depending on how I approach my cats, they'll either take off running, mm-hmm. or they'll purr and throw themselves on their backs and their bellies in the air so they can be scratched, right, well, and rubbed. And that's what they love. But if you come to them the wrong way, they can tell. They can tell as you're coming up on them. Stalk a cat and see what it does.
Oh, yes. Well, the funny thing is that, you see, this is why I ask people never, ever take a gun or, believe it or not, a camera. Don't take it with you.
No camera?
No. And here's the reason why. What do you do with a camera?
You take a picture.
That's right. But what do you do with it physically? You raise it to your face.
And shoot, yes.
Yeah, and shoot.
Oh.
Get it?
Yep.
Yeah, how in the hell do they know what you're raising? That's a mechanical device, and you raise it up towards your face and you point it at them.
Good
just
point.
Just like a gun.
Yeah.
That's why most people don't get pictures. It takes a very rare instance to get a picture.
Are you a believer in the Patterson film? You think that was a real thing?
Oh, if you'll recall, I showed you the other two Bigfoot in that film.
Oh, yes, I know.
Right?
I remember, yes, of course.
So now
I'm asking you for the new audience here.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry. What happened in that film? And, you know, they came up with this nonsense that, oh, the suit had been made by a Hollywood guy. Let me tell you something. If he'd made a suit that well, with muscles moving at it, he would have sold that suit, because Hollywood had nothing anywhere near like that, number one. Number two, if he was playing a joke on Patterson, how did he know Gimlin wasn't going to shoot him?
Yeah.
Three, did Patterson do it? Hell no. He didn't have enough money for that sort of thing. He had enough trouble feeding his family. So number four, we discovered that because there was something wrong with the way that female acted. She walked away in the middle. She didn't run for the forest. That bothered me. And as I told you, my adopted father, Nino Cochise, finally kept pointing at and telling me, hey, dummy, you're looking in the wrong area. So we, one night when I was working on the eclipse and looking through it, I accidentally went off of color, and I was looking at black and white, and I scanned backwards, and I found the young baby.
That's
young
right.
One.
Very clear, by the way.
And he's sitting down just like a little kid, and he's got his hand up around the thing, and she's walking away from her baby,
uh-huh.
And then we look ahead of her, and here is this male leaning out, watching. Now, hell, what is she doing? She's saying, okay, two white guys, follow me, and I'm going to take you to Big Daddy.
All right, back to Robert W. Morgan. We're going to get you on the line with him here in a second. Shannon in Orange County asked, could you possibly ask Robert to email you the complete description or illustration of the location of the child Bigfoot and male Bigfoot in the Patterson film, and would you post that? Your website isn't up right now, is it?
No, it's not, but I can be. I can give you an email address. It's RWM, the numeric 4,
right?
Big Sky.
At Big Sky?
BigSky@AOL.com. RWM, numeric 4,
BigSky
at AOL.
At AOL.
And that Big Sky, that's Montana.
Gotcha. Okay, when do you anticipate you might ever get your website up again?
Well, I'm working on it with Scott Zalesko at Artists First Group. Those are the folks that are handling my cassette, and they're working with Steve, and we expect probably within the next week or so we should have our website.
Let me give you a good plug for your cassette, too. What's on there?
Oh, the cassette, this is a the first half of it on the audio cassette is an actual experience that had taken place in Ohio, and I'm talking about this is recorded by Scott Church. This is a full theater-type thing. Otherwise, you actually experience what we experienced. The second half of the cassette, the other half, will tell you step-by-step what you can do so you can do what I do if you follow it exactly the way I ask.
Which is come face-to-face with the Bigfoot.
That's right. If you handle it correctly. Now, we've had 16 people so far, and good God, we've sold over 5,000 of these cassettes. But it's pretty difficult. It's not an easy thing. You don't just go out and stroll for 5 seconds.
But you're saying you've had 16 people that have done it.
Yes, they have come forward, and they have told me. Now, I have asked each one of them, and so far they've all declined to have themselves their name revealed.
Yeah, see, there you are. Now you're talking about people declining just a witness report, right?
Right.
Attaching their name to it.
Exactly.
So understand what the situation is with bugs. People are going to say, it's no big deal.
Sure. I have hundreds of them like
Wrong.
That.
It's a big deal.
But if they follow the cassette, if they follow what I ask them to do, and if they do their research, the chances are. And can I give the address on that?
Is there a phone number?
Yes, it's 888
right
295-2787.
What do they ask for?
And they'll answer the phone. This is Artist First. They ask for the Robert W. Morgan Ultimate Adventure, Bigfoot, the Ultimate Adventure.
All right, how much is that?
Hell, I don't know what they're charging that right now. I have no idea. I think it's $10, I believe it is.
All of $10. All right.
Yeah.
1-888-295-2787.
Right, and they can go to the website directly, artistfirst.com. One word, artistfirst.com.
Okay.
And it's quite an adventure. It really is.
All right, I've got a lot of people who would like to talk to you.
Okay.
So let's rock.
I'm ready.
First time caller line, you're on the air with Robert W. Morgan. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm Lansing, Michigan.
Okay, fire away.
I was calling to ask him, I know that bugs mentioned that when he first spotted the Bigfoot, that they had bright, deep red eyes.
That's right.
If they were human-like, wouldn't the eyes not be reflective?
Probably they would not be. But at the same time, I wanted to ask him what the color eyes of human beings are when you hit them directly in the eyes. Have you ever seen photographs taken, and what do you get out of a human eye?
It's kind of, every once in a while, you get like either blue or greenish color.
Well, you might get a red dot also. It's according to the frequency of the light that you're using. I'm pretty sure that's what the situation
well,
is.
Well, he was using halogen.
Exactly.
He said they were using halogen.
Yes, he does.
It was like 50 watt halogen lights.
No, 500.
500, something like that. Yeah.
Right, that's what he said, 500.
So any idea, Robert, what a 500 watt halogen pointed at a human would produce?
No, I don't. I can find out pretty quickly, but the ones I'm using are nearly, my God, they're 50,000 candle power, the ones I use. So, but I have seen...
Well, you got to remember, that was in the 1970s, though.
Well, that's true. I have seen my members of my own party turn around and look toward me at certain angles, and I've seen a pink glimpse. So I'm not sure what to answer on that one.
All right. Wild Card Line, you're on the air with Robert W. Morgan. Hello.
Hi, Art. What I started to say before was that probably just assume that they're already moving on you with warrants and just burn the thing now, you know, because you're going to get it again later. You know, ultimately, one last time, you're going to get a piece of mail from him through his lawyers, and if Bugs doesn't call back by now to say, you know, go ahead and give it to him, just get rid of it.
All right.
You know?
Anything else, sir?
Well, one last question. I need a favor, a piece of information if you've got it. Vacuum tubes. Anybody sell them? You know, if underground?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you don't have to go underground. They have their antique radio catalogs. You can buy vacuum tubes.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Just look antique radio tubes. Enter that in a search engine. You'll find plenty of them. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Good Good morning, Art. This is Robert calling you from Jacksonville, Florida, WOKV.
Yes, sir.
First of all, politically correct, it's no longer retarded. It's mentally challenged.
Okay, well.
But my major question or thought is that I would hope for humanity's sake that this information would not be destroyed. It would be, I don't know if Robert has the financial backing or if there's some way that we might be able to contribute to get a team that would be willing to go down there. You know, could it be an archaeological dig or something like that?
Yeah,
I
think as public as it is right now, sir, it is what it is. My dilemma is what it is, period.
I just hope that some way, somehow, that these two beings or whatever could contribute to, like Robert says, that we find out and they would be protected.
That's the whole thing, and I couldn't agree with you more, and I hope that this somehow comes about and comes to pass one way or the other, but I certainly applaud you, sir, for wanting this to come to fruition, and certainly I'm ready to walk out and get in the van right now, but we'll have to take it as to one step at a time.
That's up to Bugs.
That's right.
If Bugs decides he wants to trust you with this information, brother, it'll be on the way to you. Believe me. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert W. Morgan and Art Bell. Hi. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't push that damn button. It sticks. West of the Rockies with a sticking button. You're on the air. Hi.
You got me now?
Yes.
Hi. How you guys doing? I'm calling from the Mount Shasta area.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. I'm concerned about Bugs and his mental state of mind. He seems really, broken up about this quite a bit.
Yeah, I think he has been for a lot of years.
I'd like you guys to, if it's possible, jump on it as soon as possible to find out from some legal people and reassure him that he's not liable for any type of criminal wrongdoing. Maybe, Art, if you can, call him and get permission from him to be able to maybe fax that or to Robert, the map.
Fine, so Echelon can get it now, huh?
Well, I don't know. However you can get it, you know.
They'd already have it.
But get, Robert's permission maybe to get him involved in that. And maybe, Robert, you could, try to reassure Bugs the value of this find and being able to...
Sure.
Protect those people in the future, you know?
But you've got to understand, sir, from my point of view, only with Bugs' permission. You see, I can't... My promise was a very sacred one to originally do this show, and that was to never, to anybody, identify who he is or now, indeed, also where these creatures are buried. I've made that promise, and I take it real seriously. I've done it with a number of other things over the years, and I take it very seriously.
You know, after what happened to a lot of the NOM vets when they came back, I think that I can speak for some of the guys. It's awfully nice to find out that there is someone in America that they can trust.
Yeah.
Because they sure got the crap kicked out of them by their government.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
First time caller line, you're on the air with Robert W. Morgan. Hello.
Good evening, sir. My name's William, and I'm in Texas. I'm a former homicide investigator. I was wondering if there was something that I could do to help.
Well, you've been listening, right?
Yes, sir.
So, if you're a homicide detective, you tell us. What are we looking at here?
There's always ways around homicides like that if they do turn out to be hominoid. It's kind of difficult, but in the events that he described, there's always a defense to prosecution in everything. In everything.
Yeah.
And if you had...
Okay, but let me ask you this, Detective. If we proceed down there and dig up bones, and they're hominid bones, the police are going to be... you folks are going to be involved right away, aren't you?
Not necessarily. If you started out as an archaeological dig, it's completely out of our jurisdiction until we're called in to investigate a homicide, if the archaeologists think it actually is a homicide. until then, the police have nothing that they can do about it.
Okay, so under Texas law, we would be protected to go down, exhume the bones, and turn them over to science to discover exactly what they are.
Without interference from the law.
Without interference from the law. That's pretty common in most states.
Wonderful.
Boy, I'll tell you, most times I've heard, when they turn up some kind of unidentified body, and it's obviously been human, or looked human, or they find a bone, the police are almost there always right away. I watch TV, what do I know? But that's how a lot of investigations begin. You know, somebody digs up a mostly decomposed body of some kind.
Well, Detective, may I ask you, if we were to go into that area, would it be to our advantage to alert the state and tell them what we're doing?
Ahead of time?
No, actually, the only thing that you would need to do is set it up originally from the word go as an archaeological dig looking for what I would term as old remains. That's the way they do it here in Texas when they're doing Indian burial grounds up in northern Texas.
Detective,
area.
Is there a legal definition of old remains?
No, there isn't.
We're only talking about 30 years here. We're not talking about previous civilizations.
There is no direct definition of
old. All right.
You could be digging up an Indian burial ground, for all that we know, and you find humanoid remains. It would take scientists from any university that does archaeological work sometimes months to determine how old the bones are.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. I'll tell you, Robert, I've watched so many TV I suppose he could be right, if we weren't already so public about this, that you could proceed with what you would call an archaeological expedition.
Which we could under the American Anthropological Research Foundation, which I already have. We could do exactly that.
You listening, Bugs? I'm not the one you got to convince here.
Yeah. What we should do is take that detective along with us. As an advisor.
Yeah, that's right. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Robert W. Morgan. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from the Detroit area.
Yes.
And it occurs to me that one of the problems with this is that Bugs has already said that at the time they buried these creatures, they thought they had killed people who were developmentally disabled.
No, he said that occurred to them that as one possibility, right?
But anyway, they thought of that at the time they were burying them because of the way they looked. And this means that they knew they were doing something illegal at that time, as they understood it. It's just like if you hit somebody and you drive away from the scene, maybe hitting them was an accident and would be excused in court. But the fact that you left the scene is something that's going to get you dragged back. And so they buried them. That was the point at which it might have become a matter for intervention by the authorities, even if the rest of it sounded clear. And the other thing is, why don't you just send the map back?
Hold on. Thank you very much, ma'am. Those are all good questions, but I'm going to have to interrupt for a second because I've got to make a quick call. I've decided I want this on the air. Let's see if I can do this. Come on, doggone it. Okay, let me try and dial this number. Hold on, Robert. We're in the middle of something here.
I'm with you.
Okay, let's see. All right. Let me see if I can do this.
Yes, it's me.
Bugs?
Yeah.
It's you?
Yeah.
All right. I just say a few more words. I want to be absolutely certain it's you.
It is absolutely me.
Okay, I know it is because I dialed the number. He called me on a break on a special phone here. And, Robert, he said...
Give him the map.
You're sure you want me to give him the map?
All right, I've lived with it for too many years, man. I don't know. I want it exposed so bad, Art. I don't want to go to jail. I've got two young grandkids. I don't know what to do. That, listening to that detective just now, listening to Robert, I'm in a hell of a dilemma.
Yes, you are, but...
I have not asked for one dime out of this. I don't want no money.
No, I know you haven't. You haven't written a book. You haven't done anything in all these years. I know.
And I don't know what to do.
But Bugs, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Sleep on it. Just relax. Just relax. You've already gone through a hell of a trauma here. Why don't we all take a couple of steps back and think this out? Because you don't
want
yourself and your grandchildren, that's for sure.
I have your email. And Art, you can go ahead and tell Robert who I am and give him my phone number. We can talk. I can trust him.
You know what, though? Listen, Bugs, I kind of agree. Why don't you sleep on it, and I'll call you tomorrow, Bugs.
Okay.
Because there are possible ramifications. I won't kid you. I think
I know that, Art. I know that. But, you know, it's been 30 years nearly. Pretty hard to live with something like that. And like I heard some of the listeners say, if this is what it is, then it's going to rewrite history.
Yes, it is. Bugs, just relax, I think, and just kick back, book out for a short time. Let me do some research on my own, and maybe we could even work an immunity situation. I don't know. Let me think, too. Let me do some thinking also.
I would like to show it. I would like for you to have it, Robert, because I think you're a decent person, and I think you're an honest person.
Well, thank you.
I think he is, too, for what it's worth. Robert's a great guy.
And I know Art is... I think Art would go to jail and spend the rest of life in jail before he'd release
it. Yeah, you're right, Bugs. I would.
Who I am.
And I'd hate it. But I'd do that. I would never reveal your name. You know that.
I know that. But it's just one of them situations. I want it out so bad I can taste it. But I still have that fear.
Now... You're giving this to Robert under what conditions?
He talks to me first before he does anything.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, if I had the map, I would not go there.
We have got to make sure that I am not going to be in trouble.
Right.
I just don't want to do that because
I'm
56.
All this is really going to do. I'm with you. I know you're 56, and it would be years, could be. Robert, it's a consideration. All this is going to do is shift the responsibility from me to you, Robert. If you get this map.
What are you talking about? I'm holding your hand.
Yeah, that's right. You're holding my hand. But I mean that it is going to put you in roughly the same position I'm in, because he doesn't want to get in trouble. And if after investigating, you there's no way you can assure him he can't get in trouble, then there's no way you can proceed. Am I right, Bugs?
That's correct.
Well, that you know, I at my age, I have this horrible thing that happens to everyone. I have this terrible memory blanks. I have these things that happen, and I just can't remember where I am or what I've been doing. See?
All right, Bugs. All right, fine, good. I'm happy. Bugs, thank you, brother.